Here today with Carisbrook Rangers, two leaders, Coral and Tessa, and an ex-ranger. Hello, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
You? I'm very good. Coral, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So, we're here today to talk about Rangers, which is in girl guiding. So can you tell us more about what girl guiding actually is?
Girl guiding is a girl-inclusive organisation which helps young members to thrive. And there's four different sections: rainbows, brownies, guides and rangers.
What is the age ranges, all of them?
So rainbows goes from 4 to 7 years old. Brownies is 7 to 10 years old. Guides is 10 to 14 years old. And rangers is 14 to 18 years old.
Which one is you guys here to talk about?
We're here to talk about rangers, which is 14 to 18.
What is Rangers, and is it like inclusive to neurodivergent people or people that have special needs?
Rangers is very inclusive, as well as every other section within girl guiding. Rangers is also our last section after guides, and we are very inclusive. All units are inclusive. We welcome anyone from anywhere, and we just help them the best we can.
Within Rangers, we aim to create a close-knit group that go on to stay friends after and go on to reach their goals, and we help them work towards ways to meet them.
What exactly do they do in Rangers? So do they do activities? Do they go out? Do they do different, like, games and stuff?
So at Rangers, we do have a programme, as with every other section of guiding, and that consists of many different activities to do with, could be politics or could be different things such as electricity, like how to change a plug, batteries, things like that. But we also go out and about and do fun activities in the community, and we do fundraising where we bring in different members of guiding from all different sections and meet and do run game nights and things like that.
I think it's also quite nice that, and you'll agree with this, Rangers especially, is we like it to be more young member led than leader led, because they're at that age where they are a lot more independent, they're a lot more aware of everything going on around them, so we try and get them to plan their program for them, so it's for them, by them, sort of thing.
Yeah, so would you intervene if something just wasn't possible?
Yeah, so yes. If something that they wish to do isn't, we're not physically able to do due to policies or such things, we will discuss with them different activities that we could do alternatively.
Do you get people to come in to talk to the girls about different aspects of things?
Yeah, we've had people come in and teach first aid to girls. We've also done before trips out to meet people, such as going to different places, that's the scout zone, and having scout leaders run activities with them.
So, like, coming up, we are taking the Rangers on a trip to Corfe Camp, which is the scout camp for the Isle of Wight, and they've been very nice in including girl guiding and using it, so they're running an archery night for the girls, which is quite nice, actually.
That would be very nice. What types of activities are you doing in the next few weeks?
So in the next few weeks, obviously, as my other leader said, we are doing Corfe Camp. We are also going and doing a chip shop walk, where we're going around getting chips from different shops around Newport, and they're looking at the different quality and the pricing to look at how much things cost. We're also planning...
We're going to a couple of places in the next few weeks where...
I heard you're going to a park and guides are coming along?
Yes, we have invited some of the older guides and units on the Isle of Wight to come and join us at the park so that they can see what Rangers is about, meet some of the girls and ask them questions.
That's really good. What about leaders? How many leaders has Rangers got?
So currently we have 4 leaders, but as of September we are down to 2, which is why we are looking for another leader to join the team to work closely with us.
Okay. How many Ranger units are there on the island?
We are currently the only Ranger unit, although there is another unit hopefully opening soon.
That's really good. So we have an ex-Ranger with us. How do you find the... Have you made lots of friends and has it helped you through times?
Yes. So I won't go into detail, but sometimes it's been difficult. And coming to Rangers, it's just a space, friendly, easy to talk to everybody, and you're included with all the activities you do. If you're not feeling like doing those activities, you can also just sit out or sit by yourself and do it quietly as well.
That's really good. So how do they join Girl Guiding?
You can join Girl Guiding. If you go onto the Girl Guiding website, there is a section on the website that says register your child or register as a volunteer. And you can put in whereabouts you live, and it will show you all the units relevant in your area for all sections.
That's really good. Is there any Facebook groups if they can't get onto the websites?
There is a public group for Girl Guiding. It is the Girl Guiding Isle of Wight page. You'll have to request to join, and then an admin can add you on and you can see what's going on within Girl Guiding Isle of Wight.
That's really good. Hopefully we'll get you guys back again to talk and hopefully to hear about fundraising events that we can all come to.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be hopefully planning some events soon in which we will be putting out for people to come and join us.
Okay. You can also, when they come out, you can find them on the Vectus Radio website, down events. Thanks for talking to you guys. It's been really great. Hope